You are listening to the Team Flower Podcast, where we talk about flowers and the people who have dedicated their lives to sharing them with the world. We believe that our work with flowers matters, and we're cheering each of you on. This podcast is brought to you by Team Flower, an online support community dedicated to educating, connecting, and empowering flower lovers worldwide. We provide online classes, in-person events, and weekly free resources designed to support you and your journey with flowers. Whether you're a professional florist, flower farmer, or simply love flowers, there's space for you here. Come join the party at teamflower.org. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Team Flower Podcast. Today, we have Zhanna Andreyanov. She is from Pretty Flower Farm, located in Arlington, Washington. She is a small-scale flower farm, farming for the past 4 years and serving her local community. She does both retail and wholesale. They sell flowers out of the flower shed, which is located right in front of their farm and has become a local community go-to place for fresh cut flowers. They've become known to local designers and florists and have established many wholesale accounts as well. What started as a dream has become a reality and a beautiful, thriving business. Zhanna gets to do what she loves, and I'm so excited to hear your story, Zhanna. Thank you for being here and for taking the time to talk with us today.
Hi, Janine. Thanks so much for having me. This is so exciting.
Yes, I'm excited too. I've heard really wonderful things about you, Zhanna, from some fellow flower friends. And so I really love to start off by hearing people's story with flowers. And I would love to hear that from you. Tell us about your journey, in Pretty Flower Farm.
My flower journey started a long, long time ago when I was a little girl. My dad used to be a tulip grower. But then my mom got sick with cancer and she ended up passing away 3 years after fighting cancer. So my dad, he ended up switching careers and he wasn't doing tulips anymore. I pretty much grew up in a greenhouse. We helped him harvest tulips. We helped him plant tulips. We helped him process bulbs. He primarily grew tulips for bulbs and March 8th, Women's Day, International Women's Day. That's what he grew tulips for.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then we moved to United States. I got married, we had a bunch of kids with my husband. I always had this thug in the back of my head that one day we'll own a small farm and I want to grow flowers. Unfortunately, I told my wedding designer that I want to grow flowers for weddings one day, and she totally shut me down. She said, nobody's going to want your flowers. Nobody wants homegrown flowers. We buy special flowers from special wholesalers. Nobody wants farm homegrown flowers. And with that, I kind of shut it down. I want to say probably 10 years went by. And I was reading a magazine and I came across Erin Benzekain. And I was like, oh my gosh, she lives 20 minutes away from me and she grows flowers. I'm like, I can do this. I can grow flowers. And with that said, I just dived into it. And my husband was so supportive. And that's how the whole thing started. And my dad, he lives here too. He's now 81 and he gets to watch me grow flowers. And it's the most special thing because you see that spark of life and joy in his eyes when he sees me do what he used to do and love so much. Mm-hmm. And I get to do it and I get to pass it on to my kids. And I want to say this is the most special, precious gift that I can give my dad. Because he gave me this love for flowers and now I get to pass it on to my kids. So this is the backstory of it. But then a whole other thing is the local community and how our business has grown is just overwhelming. And it's all thanks to the local people in the local community and just local support. They're amazing.
So beautiful.
That's our story.
Wow. First of all, I appreciate your being candid and your story. And I'm sorry about the loss of your mom. I can't imagine how that must have been for you and continues to be.
Yes, it was hard, but it made me who I am. And you know, our tough life situations, they make us into who we are, and hopefully, you know, in a good way. Mm-hmm. So yes, but we still miss her. But you know, I get to grow flowers and think of her and give it to my kids, that love for flowers.
Yes. So,
yeah.
That's really beautiful. And how sweet that you get to do that alongside your dad. Like, he gets to watch you and your children start to grow a love for them, for the flowers, you know, as well.
I'm so thankful that he's around at this age, and he is healthy enough to be around and, you know, give me advice, mm-hmm. and just walk through my flower field and, you know, call me once in a while and be like, how are your flowers doing? You know, so it's pretty special. I gotta say, it's very special.
Wow. I assume that you grow tulips too.
Yes, I do.
Are those favorite flowers, or does he like gravitate towards any other flowers?
My dad gravitates towards tulips, yes. But when he used to grow tulips, single large blooms were in style. And nowadays we have, you know, peony style tulips are in style, doubles and all these fluffy ones. So he doesn't tend to understand that style. He's still drawn to, you know, to those big, just single tulips. So yeah, I grow some of those just for him.
Oh, so that's so sweet of you.
Even though, you know, they're not that popular, but I grow them just so he can enjoy them.
Yeah. Tell us about a specific job that you had in the tulip fields or on the tulip farm, or like that was your thing that you did or wanted to do. Did you have something like that?
Oh yes. So our specific job as kids was, so in the greenhouse, my dad grew tulips for flowers, right? So we didn't really have a job there. We just played in the greenhouse because it was winter and it was warm inside the greenhouse. But out in the field, he grew tulips for bulbs because he sold wholesale bulbs to local florists.
Hmm.
And our specific job was when the whole field would bloom, our job was to go and break off all the heads, all the blooming heads. That was our job as kids. And we'd have so much fun because we'd break them off and we'd pile them in this huge pile and we'd just jump in a pile.
Oh.
The only thing is we had to watch for the pile that we did the day before, because that pile would start to rot. And if you jump in it, you're in this tulip slime. So yeah, but that was our specific job. And then in the summer, when we dug up all the tulips, our job was to clean all the bulbs. Because you know how they're kind of like an onion. They have so many layers of outer layers. So we had to clean them and leave only one top layer on the tulip. So we had to do that. And so we had this thing. We had a tally going. My dad would, each crate would count as one. And then at the end of the season, we would count up all the tallies, and that's how much money we had. And we went and, you know, went school shopping with that money, and we could buy anything our heart desired. So that was kind of fun. We had like a competition with all the siblings. So
that is so neat. Those are some really fun practical ideas too, to include just a family in the growing process.
Right. Yes. We were very competitive as kids.
How many siblings?
It was five of us. So I was the oldest. And then there was three more girls and a boy. Okay. So five of us. Yeah.
So lots of competition there. Do you implement anything like that in your own family with your kids?
Sometimes. Sometimes it depends on what we're doing. Definitely when it's their least favorite chores. That's when we implement such things. So
yeah, that totally makes sense. turn it into a game.
Yes, there you go. That's the way we looked at it. They made it a lot more fun, you know, because peeling cleaning bulbs was not fun in the summer.
Oh, for sure. So. I can only imagine. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Pretty Flower Farm and the flower shed. So what is the business model there, and what needs are you currently meeting with that?
The flower shed is, the idea is to have all the current local blooms, and I have bouquets in there, and they're all nicely wrapped. And the flower shed is self-serve, and it's been existing for almost 3 years now. It's its third season. Okay. And I gotta be honest with you, the people have been so kind. We haven't had a single loss. We haven't had anything stolen or broken. And everybody is so honest. It's operated on honor system completely. You can pay Venmo or check or cash, whatever your heart desires, but it's operated completely on honor system. And we haven't had a single issue, which is really a true blessing, because I hear so many unfortunate stories from other farmers. Mm. So it's been very nice. We're only outside of town, 4 minutes outside of town, downtown. So we're kind of on the outskirts of town, but we're still really close.
Mm-hmm.
The flower shed is open on daily basis, and we're open until it gets dark. I do not lock my doors overnight, because sometimes we have people that are just, they need to stop by, and it's still, you know, it's either really early or really late. They can just open the door and grab their bouquet.
Right.
And we try to restock every single morning with fresh flowers. So that's the idea of the flower shed. Also, if I have somebody picking up flowers, and, you know, we just set out their flowers on their reserved sign, and they stop by at their convenience and just pick up their flowers.
Wow.
So that's, and it's been so far so good. It's been running very well. We've become, I want to say, like a local go-to place. Anytime, you know, somebody needs flowers for a teacher, or it's nurses week and somebody's picking up flowers, or just, you know, we have a lot of local clients that are just getting flowers on a weekly basis for themselves. So that's the way it's been running so far, and so far so good.
That's really awesome. So whenever you walk us through like the setup of all of that, just as we're picturing the flower shed, do you have prearranged bouquets, or do you just have buckets of stems, and how do people know what the prices are?
So we have prearranged bouquets of like weekly things that are currently blooming, because you know how it is with the flowers, local flowers.
Mm-hmm.
It changes from week to week. Something blooms every week, something new blooms, and something stops blooming. So it's prearranged bouquets, and there's always a price. Sometimes when we have an abundance of something, then we'll just have straight bunches, and they're less expensive, and people could just grab them, and they're either in buckets or jars. Okay. There's always price tags. It's a small flower shed. It's an 8x10.
Okay.
Just right outside of our farm. And like I said, we have prearranged bouquets. Occasionally we have by the stems. When we have an abundance of peonies, then we pull out our flower rack and we set it up on the back wall, and it's just a bunch of peony stems, and people could come and grab whatever they like.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time it's prearranged and wrapped bouquets.
Okay. So how did you get the word out, I guess, to your community that you guys were going to open the flower shed?
Oh, you know, it all started out, it was all my husband's idea. it was my second year farming, and we were going to sell our flowers at a local cafe. And then COVID happened. Everything got shut down.
Yeah.
Somebody reached out and they're like, oh, where can I pick up my flowers? And I said, you know, you can either meet me at the farm, or I can meet you at a Safeway parking lot. And I guess it sounded really weird, because that person never responded to me.
Oh, no.
So I called my husband, and was a little disappointed, and I was telling him, you know, that this happened. And he said, we have a shed that we bought 2 years ago. It's laying in our garage. Why don't we put it in front of our farm, and you can sell flowers out of there? And I always had this idea in my head, but I never voiced it, because I thought it was crazy. And then I call him, and he tells me this. I'm like, oh my goodness, what a divine intervention. This must be meant to be.
Yeah.
And then I went to a local, so finally things started to open up. It was right before Mother's Day. We put the flower shed together in 3 weeks. And I went to a local coffee shop and I asked her if I could sell my flowers there right before Mother's Day. I was so nervous because before that, I've asked somebody else and they totally got turned down. So I was so nervous. I went to Caitlin at Mo's coffee shop right in downtown and I asked her and she was so for it. She was so excited. So I sold my flowers there day before Mother's Day. And as I was selling my flowers, I was telling people that, you know, we have a flower shed in front of the farm, come visit. And then Instagram, and then some local blogger ended up coming out.
Wow.
Somehow, I don't even know how she heard from, I guess she heard from Caitlin from coffee shop, but she ended up coming out and she posted about the flower shed. And then it just kind of went from there. So. Yeah. So that's, yeah, that's how it happened. It was just one of those things, you know, and mostly Instagram is how we get the word out though.
Sure.
And then word of mouth.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes, man. Well, I am really excited for you that it's been such a successful adventure. And okay. I just think that it's really neat that you and your husband were on the same page and you had that confirmation. This was a dream you had, but also like he was receiving the same thing, you know? So
yes, he's a good supporter of my crazy dreams. And I try to support his crazy dreams. So we make a good team.
That sounds great.
Oh man.
Well, that's what a marriage is, right? You support and love and help one another meet your goals. Yeah. And yeah, I love that. Beautiful.
True, that's so true.
Well, tell us a little bit about your studio space. Do you design everything there in the flower shed or do you have a different space where you're putting?
No, so the flower shed, we just have flowers there because it's so tiny, okay. I guess. It's not too tiny, but it's small where you can't really do things in there. So we have a garage that's really, it's like a long, deep garage. Mm-hmm. So it all started in the garage. I had like a little corner to myself. Now my husband and kids have little corner to themselves. The garage. So that's my studio. Last year, my husband finally, it was one of the best things, probably one of the best investments that we've done. He ended up building me a cooler right inside of the garage. So that's, so everything happens in there. So my flowers are drying in the garage. I design in the garage. My cooler's in the garage. Mm-hmm. So it's not the most ideal situation, I would say, probably, because also my kids' stuff is in there.
Sure.
But it works. It works because I also have little kids and my garage and the house are connected. So it's easy in that way.
Yeah.
So, yes, but we... hopefully maybe one day we'll build something as a studio, but I think for now, for the near future, this is how it's gonna be.
Yeah. So tell us what is your favorite decoration in your studio?
Oh, I have to tell you this. So last year my kids got together and I bought them a bunch of paints, you know, just like acrylic paints, I think. And my husband's in construction, so we always have, you know, all sorts of pieces of wood laying around. So they pulled out, I want to say it's primered, maybe like a 2x12 board, and it's probably like 10 feet long. So they pulled that out and they painted it, their handprints and flowers on it. Like each kid did something. So the whole board is painted with just like this. It's really pretty. It's pretty for me because it's got their handprints and little flowers in there. And we have that hanging at the, like towards the top of the cooler. So like the whole length of the cooler. So it's hanging up there for me to look at. And, you know, I just love that because I feel like I'm doing this flower thing, flower farming. My kids are involved. They're loving it.
Mm-hmm.
They get to learn so much. They get to spend so much time outside, you know. I'm doing something, they're doing something, they're always involved, always busy, you know. It's a good kind of busy.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's That's my favorite decoration in the garage.
Oh, I love that in my studio. That's so sweet. And I mean, when you're a parent, it doesn't even really matter how quote unquote beautiful whatever it is that your kid makes you or gives you. It just is the whole act of it, and knowing that it's from your child. And oh, man, Ms.
Janine,
it's
so true. Yeah. So true. Yes.
I came across a potter recently, and she makes these tiny little vases, and she calls them the mommy vase. And it's essentially for whatever it is that your child brings you, like from the yard or whatever. And I was thinking about that, and I just was like, yeah, I mean, I would gladly have one of those for the clover that my child brings me from, you know what? From the yard. Or,
oh my goodness, that's an incredible idea. Me too. I'm always in need of those tiny, puny little vases.
Yes.
Right? For all the cute little things they bring you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh, I love that. I love that so much.
How many children do you have?
So we got nine. We got nine kids. Yes, we got George is the baby. He's one. He's going to be one this week. And then we got our oldest, Ella, and she is almost 16, almost driving.
Oh, my goodness. So you have lots of hands to help you around the farm.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Lots of hands to help. Lots of hands to, you know, always steal my snips and go snip something.
Oh, that's so fun. Well, I think it's really neat too that you are getting to watch your family grow up, and at the same time as you're accomplishing this dream and living this dream of watching flowers grow and helping them grow. There are so many parallels that can be made between growing flowers and growing children.
So true. You know, I'm incredibly thankful for this opportunity. I never could have imagined that I'll be in my 30s and I'll be doing something I love so much that I will find this, you know, where I wake up every morning and I enjoy what I do. I never knew that this feeling could exist, you know, but it does. It actually does.
Yeah, it really does. And you have found it. And I'm so proud of you for overcoming the, just some of the negativity that you encountered and being told that you couldn't live out that dream. And here you are, not only living it out, but spreading kindness to those in your local community as well.
Oh my goodness. You know, I've met so many good, kind people on this journey that I could probably write a book about all the stories of all the local community and florists and growers. It's so vast. It's so, what's the right word? It's hard to comprehend how kind everyone is around. I never knew that one day I will meet a community like this. I never knew a community like that existed in my area. And this is just, I'm just in awe. Like, I'm just in awe from everyone, I gotta say.
That's really awesome. Tell us a little bit about because we know that your local community has been incredibly supportive and loves the farm and everything. And so tell us about your community with local florists or just floral professionals, just even if you're Instagram friends or whatever. Do you have any specific people in mind or stories that come to mind of people who have encouraged and helped you along the way?
You know, I have to say that starting from, you know, a big grower like Aaron Benzocaine, and then down to the smallest farm that just started out first year, the generosity and the kindness of the whole floral community is just amazing. There's just been so many stories, you know. Erin's been so kind and sharing. She has helped me so many times on a personal level that I can't even begin to tell you. She's just been amazing. Then other local flower farmers, like the Moran from the farmhouse flower farm. My first, I have to tell this story because it's incredible to me. On my first sale, on my opening day of the flower shed, I ordered roses from California because, you know, there was just on Mother's Day here in Washington, we don't have a lot of flowers blooming.
Sure.
So I ordered local roses from another farm, US grown, you know, so just kind of to boost up the opening day, and they never arrive. They never arrive. And I was so devastated because that was my main, I advertised those roses from that farm. It was my main goal to sell them, and they never came in. So I went to a local wholesaler sailor, and I see Moran there, and I tell her about my my situation. And you know what she did? She gave me a bucket of her roses on Mother's Day. She gave me a bucket of her roses. And it's like, you know, it's a lot on Mother's Day, to give away a bucket of your roses. It's a lot.
Yes.
And she just took them and she did that. And there's just so many people like that. And it's vice versa. You know, we go visit each other's farms, and then we never leave empty handed. We always come back with, you know, starts of things, and we share things with each other. It's nice. It's incredible. And like I said, even the smallest farms that are just starting out, you know, there has been a lot of people who helped me get up on my feet.
Right.
So I feel like I got to pay this forward, you know? So when I see and meet little farms that are trying to start, or they want, or they started and they need help or advice, or they want to come see the farm, or look how things are done, I always try to be very open to this because I know how much it meant to me when I started.
Yeah.
So, and there's just been the local farming community in this area is very dense. There's a lot of farmers, but I gotta say, everybody is so tight knit and kind to each other. We have a lot of little farms in the area, like three brothers Blooms, Brenna, she's nearby. Then Happy Hollow, Kate, she's nearby. Also Flora Lee, Jody, she's nearby. She said to say hello to you.
Hello, Jody.
yes, and then who else? Flourish Organic, Carrie. There's just, like I said, there's just so many farms nearby, and we're all good friends. And nobody, I wouldn't say anybody's in competition or, you know, feeling tight. I feel like everybody's got their own little niche. It's just been wonderful. It's I've discovered a wonderful community of flower friends. I gotta say, that's what I did.
I love it. I love it so much. I agree with you that I think the floral industry is something really special. And on the note of kindness, I mean, you mentioned paying it forward. It's whatever we like when we give kindness to others and without expecting it in return.
Yes.
I do believe that it comes back to us in one way or another.
I agree.
You plant seeds. Here we go. Here's an analogy.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Look at us.
you plant seeds of kindness, and then, you know, they may not bloom or grow in the way that you thought that they would, you know, keeping with the analogy, the color that you anticipated, but it's going to grow.
Yes. Yes. So true.
And you get to see the fruit of that. So, thank you for doing that, for bestowing kindness on other people.
Oh, absolutely. The amount of kindness I've received from others, is incredible, and it's a lot. So
yeah,
definitely paying forward is the way to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pay it forward. Okay. So here's a question for you. If there are listeners who are either brand new growers or thinking about wanting to grow flowers, what kind of advice would you have for them?
I would say persevere. Mm-hmm. Don't get disappointed after your first year. First year is always hard because you get to learn. You get to make so many mistakes. There's going to be things that will be devastating that will want to make you quit. don't quit, just fix them next season. There's always next season. But the way I look at it, there's always next season.
Yeah.
And if you are going into this business, the biggest advice I want to give, which I did not know and I didn't hear from anyone, but grow white flowers, white, and then grow blush, and then grow some burgundy. Number one, white, grow white.
Yes. That is some really good advice.
Yes, you can never grow enough white because everybody wants white for weddings, bridal showers, baby showers, events, other colors. Grow them too. They're good supplements, but grow white. I did not know this my first year. I've learned it. So, but if you're hearing this, trust me, grow white. And grow other colors too. Don't only grow white, but mostly grow white.
Mostly grow white. Just don't forget the white.
Yes. Yes. There you go.
Oh, that's awesome advice. Okay, cool. Well, Jeanna, thank you so much for just taking the time to talk with us today and share your heart. And it's really special to hear your story and to hear how the local community and how the floral community has impacted your life. So thank you for sharing all of that with us.
Oh my goodness, Jeannie, and thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to share this. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And if you're listening, be sure that you hop over on Instagram and follow Jeanna and her story, her journey at Pretty Flower Farm. And then you can find her online at prettyflowerfarm.com. I will be back again next week with someone new. To all of you out there, thanks for listening. Your work with flowers matters. Here at Team Flower, we are cheering you on as you deliver light and grace and love the world through flowers one bloom at a time. Thank you for listening to the Team Flower Podcast.